Hello again, it's Charlie Tenenbaum in the radio, and what can only be described as a dream job. The reason is they have to wake me up every 15 minutes.
Well, you admit you like a game, but you're not gonna play. You just ignore what your body is trying to say. I got the feeling that you're playing, and we're both gonna win. And I think this angel's about to sing. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited. There's heaven in your eyes tonight. The hot night is down below. It's burning bright. Oh, baby, stay. We got all night. All night. Baby, please, I can't please. If I'm on my knees tonight. No, baby, you don't look that nervous when you bite your lip. You keep them open when we kiss. You're a hypocrite. You got my body dancing tangos in 3/4 time. This angel's gonna spread her wings tonight. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited. There's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire tonight is down below. It's burning bright.
Rick Springfield and Charlie Tuna, and I get excited. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, while I'm excited, on the telephone, we're going to be talking to probably the most fit man in the world, Jack LaLanne, and also the Energy Line and the Unbelievable, right here.
Who knows what tomorrow brings in a world few hearts survive.
All I know is the way I feel when it's real. I keep it alive. The road is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb the stairs every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. The lift is up where we belong, far from the world below, up where the clear winds blow. Used to be, live their life looking behind.
All we have is here and now. All our lives are there to buy.
The road is long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warrens from An Officer and a Gentleman and Up Where We Belong. Remember disposable underwear from the 60s? Well, a Toronto importer is trying to bring them back. Sam Stern is importing thousands of pairs of Chinese-made throwaway panties. The disposable underwear is made of nylon and can last through 5 machine washings. That is, you want to wash them. However, Stern tells his customers the briefs are supposed to be disposable and suggests that panties be given the heave-ho after a few days. The polka-dot underpants sell for about $2 for a package of 4, and Stern claims to have sold more than 25,000 pairs so far. The disposable dainties are being bought mostly by women. That's because they look frilly and feminine, but Stern says throwaway He-Man undershorts will be available for men next year. He's imported a sample of the new wavy-striped men's version, and as a quality control measure has slipped into a pair, and he says men's briefs feel just fine. You imagine what that must sound like sitting down, though? His disposable undies also may cause the bottom to fall out of the regular panty business. Lady, get your hand off there. Charlie Tuna! How many times have you heard people groan, "If only I'd known that used car was a lemon"? The U.S. Department of Transportation says you can avoid getting stuck by following common sense tips before you buy. Road test the car, buckle up, then step on the gas. Watch for blue or white smoke from the exhaust. Check the car's power on a hill. Have the car professionally inspected. For more information, send for the booklet Common Sense in Buying a Used Car. Free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Energy Line.
A 24-year veteran in oil field security has accused the nation's petroleum industry of being riddled with dishonesty at all levels. Speaking at an oil and gas producers meeting in Denver, Richard Goyne said thefts, fraud, and kickbacks have reached epidemic proportions, and there is evidence that organized crime is moving into oil productions. Such criminal activity is costing the industry millions of dollars a year, he says, adding that many crimes are carefully planned and executed to stay within the percentage of loss allowed by the companies victimized. This allows the companies to write off the loss as part of the price of doing business and pass it along to the consumer.
Energy Line.
Tap it up, tap it up, body gonna shut you down.
Boys, shut them down. Here with Charlie Tuna. Up next, the brand new one from Dionne Warwick. Listen to the words and the music, because Barry Gibb, Robin Gibb, and Maurice Gibb are responsible. The Bee Gees. This is the latest Heartbreaker. Charlie Tuna and a brand new one called Heartbreaker. Well, this is a heartbreaker. In what could be the first case of pectoral discrimination, a former flight attendant is taking United Airlines to court, claiming he was canned for having too much muscle and not enough body fat. "Sure, I'm overweight," says Bill Tuttyman, an avid bodybuilder, "and the more I get overweight, the better I look." Tuttyman tips the scales at 178. That's 16 pounds over United's limit for his height. But Tuttyman insists he's a victim of discrimination. United, he says, has given permanent weight exemptions to women whose heft is beyond their control. In other words, women with large breasts. After losing his case in arbitration last year, Tuttyman is going to court to try to get his job back, along with an apology from United, bench pressing the friendly skies. Charlie, if you're being sued in your home state, but you're stationed overseas, you're covered under the Soldiers and Sailors Civil Relief Act. Under this act, you can be granted a stay in the proceedings until you're in a better position to protect your legal rights. If you find yourself in this position, talk to your commander and legal assistance officer. They'll give you the supporting documents and directions on how to request a stay of proceedings. Find out more by contacting your legal assistance office. It's Charlie Chin on the telephone right now with probably the world's best-known fitness expert. I mean, if you think Richard Simmons is in vogue, this guy's been around longer than all of them. This is Jack LaLanne, who gets up and starts his fitness exercise and routine, what, about 3 a.m., Jack?
4.
4 o'clock. You get out of bed.
I'm in the gym at 4, and I work out till 6:30. Then I come down and do my TV show here.
Well, you've got a couple of things, though, you want to talk to the people about, right?
And, you know, I have these Jack LaLanne nutrition bars out there, alternative to regular, you know, conventional candy, and we have all natural ingredients in them. You know, we use fructose and honey, and no chocolate, no artificial colorings or flavorings. And I have 4 different bars: a protein bar and a trail mix and a coconut honey and a peanut honey one. And then what we've done, we've made all of my bars into miniature, little small in great big bags, you know, for the mothers to buy for the kids. You know, if you can develop, have the kids develop good eating habits, you know, and that's what it's all about. And then they're going to turn out to be better adults. We just got a contract nationwide for them for our Jack LaLanne nutrition bars, and we're really excited about this.
It's not only what you do for your body exercise-wise, but what goes into that body, too.
Absolutely. But, you know, what's so exciting is, you know, so many of the supermarkets now, they're putting nutrition centers in their supermarkets. That just shows you how this nutrition has really hit America. And, well, that's the best sign that could possibly happen, Charlie. You know, people are really eating better and everybody's exercising. The only thing, you know, I just finished a nationwide tour for General Foods. And as I go to the country here, people from 35 up, they're the best shape we've ever been in our history.
That's right.
But the ones who are in bad shape now, these kids, you know, from grammar school and junior high and high school, you know, they're no more mandatory gym form in the country, and that's the other ones that are really out of shape.
We were just talking about, there was somebody last week, and they were talking about America's youth. They are in the worst condition they've ever been, so.
You know, what really teased me off is, we spend all these billions and billions for all this foreign aid, and here are kids, you know, developing heart disease. And, you know, you see, when you develop this heart disease, it all starts when you're around 6, 7, 8, 10 years old. That's when your arteries start to plug up from all this fat and sugar stuff. And
that then,
you know, your time you get around, you know, 30, 40, that's when these guys develop heart disease.
All right, well, then we should look for your health bars in the stores.
And all the safe, because we have them all, you know, health food stores and everything, but in all the nutrition centers. Hey, how are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. You just celebrated a birthday recently, didn't you?
Right, it's just a number. I'm not even halfway there yet.
Well, it's a tribute to you, I think, with the exercise-conscious Americans that we have out there, that you're the guy who really pioneered all this. So,
I started in 1936. I had my first bar. Now, listen, I'll tell you, Jack LaLanne was no authority then. He was a guy, he's taking vitamins, and he got women exercising, and athletes working out. He's nuts, and he'll get a heart attack. And I tell you, things have changed.
They really have. Well, thank you, Jack LaLanne.
All right, nice talking with you.
Stay in shape. Big Five. That's cool in the gang here with Charlie Tuna. Back on the telephone again, calling another one of these telephone recordings. They say this is a musical one. Two ringy dingies.
I said, I'm for a moment, but I'll call you right back if you let me know who you are. The time that you call and where I can reach you when I get home.
Fell in love with you, watching casts of flame come. Back row of the drive-in show in the flickering light. Popcorn and cokes beneath the stars. Became champagne and caviar. Making love on a long hot summer's night. Shadows from the spotlight. A rotten moonlight in your eyes. Making magic at the movies in my old Chevrolet. Oh, a kiss is still a kiss. It cuts the breaker. But a kiss is not a kiss without your side.
Please come back to me and cast the blame on.
That's Bertie Higgins. Seems to have this Bogart hang-up, doesn't he? Key Largo talking about Bogey and McCall and now Casablanca. Well, there's a pair of old wives' tales that may lead to new ways of keeping cockroaches out of your home. A University of Kansas researcher has determined that chemicals in bay leaves and sliced cucumbers are a turnoff for roaches. Clifton Malone says the chemical repellents are highly volatile and may work best as coatings for grocery bags and cardboard containers, two favorite roach hiding places. Glenn Frey and the one that you love, here with Charlie Tuna. Here's a song that I love. Nearly a quarter of a century old. Still stands up, though, by today's standards. Bruce Johnston, if you were listening about a month ago, was telling us how he helped Sandy Nelson write this song, Teen Beat. Sandy Nelson and Teen Beat. What's the most popular perk in business today? According to a survey of nearly 300 firms, it's assistance with financial planning. Nearly half of the firms polled provide their execs with professional advice on investment, taxes, and other money matters. Additional perks in order of prevalence: company cars, medical exams, extra vacations, club membership, supplementary life and health insurance, and executive dining rooms.
Charlie Tuna!
Make your leave time driving trip begin and end happily. Remember and observe this fundamental driving rule. Adjust your speed downward for wet and bad roads. Remember, posted speed limits are set for ideal drive pavement conditions only. So take it easy on the gas. Remember to buckle your safety belt and make sure all your passengers do the same. Have a happy, safe leave. If you remove the whiskers from a cat, it will bump into many objects. Same thing happens with Kris Kristofferson. One out of every two housewives owns a cat, a dog, or both. Who said something about man's best friend? Widows looking for widowers might do well to go to Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, New Hampshire, or Pennsylvania. Those are the states with the most widowers. Just a widow information for you. And half the human race speaks only seven languages: Mandarin, English, Hindustani, Spanish, Russian, German, and Japanese. You've been listening to one of them.
The Unreal.
Charlie Tuna right now looking at you with those blue eyes.
Blue eyes, baby's got blue eyes, like a deep blue sea on a blue, blue day. Blue blue eyes.
That's Elton John and Charlie Tuna and Blue Eyes. Well, future fashion designers are in for a big shock, but they won't be as shocked as those wearing the creations, because coats that are really electric blankets will be the rage. According to fashion photographer Lucille Cormack, clothing in the 21st century will have more specialized functions, but still will be aesthetically pleasing. She predicts people will be wearing fibers that actually will warm the body in winter and cool it in summer. Other possible duds of the future include a spray-on, peel-off latex bodysuit and solar pack worn on belts to give us energy and keep us warm. I like it.
Charlie Tuna.
Quick, how many lights are burning unnecessarily right now? Well, with the fuel shortage, we can't afford to light up rooms we're not using. So turn off the lights when you leave a room. That goes for appliances, too. Fact is, most of us waste about one-third of the energy we use. If we could stop the waste, we'd just about solve the energy problem. So please, don't be foolish. Starting to turn on the telephone right now with Sam Lewis, the president of the Armadillo Racing and Breeding Association. Right, Sam?
In forward, Charlie. That's right.
Where are you calling from right now? You're on your way to L.A., you say?
Yes, I'm on the way to L.A. My home, San Angelo, Texas. That's where the World Armadillo Breeding Racing Association headquarters is, where we have the World Championship Armadillo races. And I've been up to Roseville, California, up near Sacramento for the railroad days up there. Big celebration I had over the weekend. I was over at the Lonesome Armadillo. We got a bunch of Texas boys opening up a nightclub up there called the Lonesome Armadillo.
I guess you look like that, you would be lonesome sometime, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. And also, I'm at the Harris Ranch restaurant now. I'm about halfway down to L.A., about 200 miles north. And we're having breakfast here, the Armadillos and myself. The boys out the bunkhouse out here, out the stable out there, taking care of the Armadillos. And I'm in here having some breakfast.
How many Armadillos are with you?
I'm bringing seven myself. I understand that two or three of the boys down there have some of their eyes. Cody said he's going to probably try to come over. He's got one of his own. It's a pretty fast Armadillo.
Well, now, where are the Armadillos going to be racing tonight?
I don't know where they'd be racing. They would be racing in Hollywood. You know Jamie Sams that has just opened the Armadillo Bistro over there?
What?
The gourmet food restaurant.
Is that right?
She's another good old Texas girl, and I'm going to help her on the way back. Just go by and visit, and we will have an Armadillo exhibition there in front of her place.
Are the Armadillos very fast? I can't say that I've seen an Armadillo race up there.
The fastest time on record that we have is 40 feet in 3 seconds, so that's pretty fast. They can outrun you for a short distance. I can outrun them eventually. I get out and catch my eyes. Where I catch my eyes, run them down. Of course, I'm a pretty good runner. And
well, not you. Oh, you. I was going to say. They naturally aren't domesticated then, right? You have to get them out of their burrow.
Wow, they grow wild just like rabbits, and we have a lot of them over in Texas.
Yes, I've heard about that. Well, there's Texas jackrabbits almost, aren't they?
Yes, they're pretty close. Uh-huh. The only thing, they have a little shell on a little armor plate.
How do you get them to race? Are they like frogs? Do you have to stand behind them and hit them?
Real coarse hair on their body, and when you